Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today here on New Life with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Your phone calls 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, just Peach Keen. How about yourself?
I am so angry. Mm-hmm. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem, and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
And that's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live, and glad you're here. This is my third day back in the saddle. Really glad to be back on radio. And
we
today,
are so glad to have you back, Steve.
Well, thank you, Miss Jill, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and Mylon Yurkovich there in Laguna Beach. Steve Arterburn is broadcasting from Anderson, Indiana, Anderson University, WQME, which we're most grateful for. And how you doing, Mylon?
Good, Steve. I'm very well, and welcome back to you. I'm very glad to hear your voice, and glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Well, it's a tough day for a lot of people. I was coming back from the I just flew in this morning from being in Dallas yesterday to tape with James Robison's show, Life Today. Flew in this morning and went under an underpass, and there was a veteran up there with a huge flag that he was waving, and he was pointing down at each car, just trying to connect with them. And I mean, he was on the overpass, but he made the connection with me, that's for sure. And then about 1,000 motorcycles went by with flags on the back, just calling attention to 9/11 and what happened 12 years ago. And you know, I remember one of the great lessons from that was this Todd Beamer, who, you know, rather than sit there and do nothing, of course, the terrorists had told them to stay safe, keep your seatbelts buckled, no problem. And, you know, he had that great battle cry of let's roll and went in there. And as a result, that plane ended up in a field and not into the White House or the Capitol. And, you know, it's just a great reminder that in everybody's life we have a terrorist that's wanting us to sit down and shut up and do nothing and keep your seatbelt fastened, and it's Satan. And you know, there's Jesus saying to us the way Todd Beamer did, come on, let's roll, let's don't be paralyzed, let's don't be held up by anything. And I think all of us just want to honor every life that was lost then, the police, the firemen, the people that were in that building. What a tragedy.
You know, I was saddened that my local paper had nothing in the first section about
interesting
the 9/11. And it's called the LA Times.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I looked through the entire first section of the paper, nothing. Now, I understand the Syrian situation is eclipsing a lot of our attention, but mm-hmm. we should never forget that there is evil in the world.
Right.
And that we, as you just said, Steve, we have to each make a decision every day to stand up against what's wrong and for the sake of the kingdom. That's why we're here. And we're to be the salt and the light of the earth. And how we stand up is different for each one of us mm-hmm. each and every day. And it could be a small thing. It could be a big thing. And it could even be extending grace and mercy and love to somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Right. Well, when we come back, I want to read a poem. We'll just, and then we'll go to the calls. But some of you had people you lost, and we pray for you, and we thank you for the sacrifice that person made. And it is true, just like Mylon said, we must never forget that there's evil in the world, and it really can have major consequences. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham November 1st through the 3rd in Southern California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process.
If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. A friend of Mike Nason, who produces a show, Rowland Smith, he was the anchor for WNEW TV, WCBS, and WWOR in New York. He wrote this poem, and it's called The Whistle. It's not very long. I'll read it to you. I heard a distant whistle blow. 'Twas mournful in its wail, but that was in a dream, I think, where truths will oft prevail. The whistle's call was real enough, at least within my mind. Its empty sound reminded me of loss in distant time. It's time, they say, that cures all ills, and time that tames the heart, but time can't take the pain away when scars new tear apart. The pain of then, so long ago, when towers burned and fell, renews its hurt when names are read and clappers ring the bell. The month's the same, the year is not, when I too lost a son. But grief is grief when all seems lost, it is for everyone. But now I choose, as all must do, to honor life above and let him go to heaven's things and send to him my love. I heard a distant whistle blow. 'Twas lonely in its wail, but that was in my dream, I think, where truths will oft prevail. Many people triggered today by some kind of loss, and we pray for you and hope that you find comfort in the fellowship of other people and what God and the Holy Spirit want to provide for you today. Well, I say it's time to take a phone call.
All right. Do you guys think? Well, you know what?
Good idea.
Well, let's
Okay, but can I just make one comment, though, Steve, about the poem? Because I heard someone, a woman on the radio this morning who was in New York at the, you know, memorial, saying that, you know, time does not heal. You know, that it's still difficult. And I think that's one of the things we talk about, is that time alone doesn't heal.
Right.
You know, that we do have to go through this process of grieving and surrendering and accepting and letting go and turning to God. So I think there's more to do than just waiting for time to pass.
Yeah, if a wound is infected, time will make it worse. Mm-hmm. And so you really do have to...
And it's in community too. It's with other human beings that we grieve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Not alone by ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tough day.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the calls. 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to line one and talk to Rhonda, Houston, Texas, listening on XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Hello.
Can you speak right up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How's it going? How could we help you today?
I'm at a, I don't know if I'd say loss, but I just don't know what to do anymore for myself. Do I get a divorce or what? My husband is in jail. He has problems with drugs, and he's had it since we've been together.
How long have you been together?
We've been together for 5 years, married for four.
Okay.
And he's had a drug problem that's let him out to do things, and now it's put him in jail. I don't know what I'm to do for me. I don't know what God wants me to do. Stand beside him, walk away. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I know that I was an enabler, and I stopped that, and I don't want to get in God's way. I don't know what I'm to do for me.
Okay. And so when you married him, you knew he had the problem?
I didn't. Well, yes and no. I guess I did, but I didn't understand the full... I wasn't educated about drug addiction.
Yeah. So you thought it was just... You thought it would go away, or...
I thought that he would get help.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about it, and he did. He would do good, and then he actually did good from the first... when we were together, when we first were together, and then July of 2011, something happened, and then he lost his job, and then... I found out that I had cancer last year, and that just really threw him out there. And
Hey, Rhonda, why did you gravitate toward him in the first place? What drew you to him in the first place?
He was very nice, of course, and very nice looking, but he... He did know the Bible, and he seemed like a godly man.
Okay, but then what inside of you was being fulfilled by that relationship? What needs were being met inside you?
Because in the beginning, when I guess the addiction wasn't full-fledged, I was actually being... I felt like that I was... appreciated and taken care of in a sense that I had never received from a man. I mean, he said, you know, I'm going to take care of you. Of course, I'll also take care of myself. But I mean, just, well, this is what I'm supposed to do.
So it's like anything was better than you had had. Any attention was more attention than you'd been given before. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course it would be.
Yeah.
Easy to fall into something like that when you've never had that.
And the reason I ask is because when we find a need being met like that, and all of a sudden we feel appreciated, and someone makes promises to us, we deeply fall in love. And when we do, we can't see things quite as well. And we can't see truth quite as well, and so we can make mistakes in those early stages. If we don't take a significant period of time to work through and find out what's there, and so we can get fooled. And perhaps he even was sincere, Rhonda. You know, he maybe was. But I think that would be the place you'd want to work the most in your own personal life. How much do my needs compel me to draw into situations, perhaps with unsafe people, because I'm hearing the things that make me feel good on the inside? And that would be the place, if you said, what should I do? I don't know what to do. It would be to work on this place right here. How strong are my needs? Jill, what do you
think? Because even right now, in the question that you're asking us, I'm wondering, Rhonda, if, you know, obviously when he's in jail, you're not probably feeling taken care of or appreciated, right? And so I'm wondering if this decision to stay married or not may be based on that need as well.
I don't know.
So I think before you make a major life change...
I'm afraid to disappoint people, and I keep thinking I'm like, I want to do what God wants me to do.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think that progress is being made if he's in jail.
Yes, sir.
And many times people that won't ever get help don't see the need. Finally, it's in jail where they get the help that they need. And so
Yeah, there's a structure forced upon them. You know, hopefully he's not doing drugs in jail.
Right. So I would say, not the time, to be bailing out on him when God really might be doing something quite incredible, could in prison. And I think it's good for him to have you to motivate him. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, he must do it for himself. Well, that really isn't true. If people just recover no matter what the reason, eventually they'll get around to recovering from themselves. But saying they must recover for themselves in the very beginning is like saying they should have instant insight and wisdom into their life, and they've been addicted. So I would hope you'd stick with him, you'd support him, you'd let him know that you have zero tolerance when he gets out. You expect him to be going to recovery meetings while he's there, and you expect this to be the end of it.
And you know, Steve, one of the things that this could be is it could be a new start for Rhonda and her mm-hmm. husband
yeah.
if they choose to begin their future
yeah.
with authenticity, mm-hmm. truth about what's really going on inside each one of them. And that's a different relationship.
You
right.
bet.
And right now, Rhonda, you have time to work on yourself and continue that education that you've started.
Yeah. And you need to, have you been to an Al-Anon meeting ever?
I think she's off the air.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, Al-Anon. Be a great
she needs
place
to be
but
your in her
point,
own type of recovery.
But your mm-hmm. point, Jill, was she can work on herself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So she doesn't need to make a decision about the marriage yet. She needs to start by working on herself. And, Mylan, I think that's what you were saying.
Yeah, good. Okay. Well, if she calls back, I want to send her a life recovery Bible to give to him while he's in jail. Maybe that will be
That's helpful. Really nice, Steve.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, before we go to the next caller, we have The Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend, Columbus, Ohio, October 11th through the 13th. If you listened yesterday, you know that the first results of our looking into how people are doing after they've been to a New Life Weekend, you heard us say 85% report that their life is better, 13% say it's the same, and 1.9% say it's worse. So pretty good odds that if you sign up to go to Healing as a Choice or the Marriage Weekend, your life's going to get better. I don't think many people could do better than that in Las Vegas, that's for sure. Those are great odds. So where else do you get an 85% chance that things are going to get better? So I hope you'll call us. And I hope that we can help you. We really want to. That's what they're for. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. If you're struggling yourself with shame, guilt over something and can't get beyond it, or you've got this rage and anger inside that just won't die, you call us and let us help you. I think it could be the beginning of an amazing, wonderful time.
So that's in Columbus, Ohio in a month.
That's right. Right around the corner. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. All right. How about we go to Ann from Houston, Texas. She listens to our station there, KKHT. Is Ann online? Yeah, there she
Hi.
Is. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Yes. God bless you. Praying for families and others of 9/11 today.
Yes, good.
May we remember and pray people get to church and back to God, not just during tragic times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how
yes.
can we help
you? Thank
you
for taking my call. Yes, sir. I was calling to ask some suggestions or ideas that y'all might have for my husband and I to somehow connect to my stepdaughter. There's a lot of history and a lot that has gone on, but I just want to, you know, better be able to connect. And my husband, I'd like him to have a wonderful relationship with her because he is a wonderful man.
So what's the
problem? A wonderful Christian man.
What's her attitude?
Well, we married 5 years ago, and I have one son who's very close to my husband and I, and all of our children are in college. And my stepson is very close to us also. He'll take the time to spend time, or we go visit them at college. But ever since we got married, the stepdaughter basically would sometimes be with my husband, but she didn't want really me around. She just basically blamed me for marrying her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty, you know, typical, I guess, you know. And they were in high school. So we recently had to take or cut the phone line off due to inappropriate things on the internet. Or, you know, just we're worried about her safety. And we decided not to pay for it. And we tried many times getting with her to talk to her about that, but there was no response. It was very vulgar and inappropriate.
We're going to get to that question, but first we've got to go to a break. So hang on.
There's a common misconception in our society that divorce is the only option for a broken marriage.
A month before coming here, I went and saw a non-church-related counselor. The lady I talked to said, you need to be divorced by the end of the year.
Here at New Life, we believe the complete opposite. Your marriage can be repaired, no matter what you've gone through.
Everything, even the most devastating thing in your marriage, God can take and work it together for good.
Bring your troubles to New Life's Marriage Weekend. From October 11th through the 13th in Columbus, Ohio, New Life's group counselors will be working to help struggling couples across the country. And Steve Arterburn, Mylon and Kay Yurkovich, and Drs. Dave and Jan Stoop will be teaching you how to repair your marriage. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I just want to say thank you. This weekend has been completely transformational.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we're glad that you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. Talking with Anne right now, and I think this is what they call an estranged relationship between her and her 19-year-old stepdaughter, and your husband's relationship with her is not good either.
Yeah, or an angry daughter.
Yeah, right? Angry. Yeah, there's another word for it. So yeah. What is the question for us then?
Maybe some ideas or suggestions that you might have that we could connect with her. We've tried, you know, texting, calling. She wouldn't even give us her new number. We had to find out through family and friends. Mm-hmm. My husband's family, he's very loving toward his family, and he's just wonderful. But it seems like people aid and are agreeing with her actions and kind of leaving us behind due to the fact that we cut the phone off because of our convictions, and we just, the Facebook and internet was really a major problem.
Are they responding to the fact that you cut it off before you talked with her or let her know you were doing it?
Well, we actually did let her know.
Uh-huh.
We tried to discuss it with her, and she would absolutely not respond at all. Just screaming at the top of her lungs. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything wrong. Y'all were once young. It's all your fault, Dad, because you married her. And
oh boy, that's tough.
It is, because we're just Christian people that just want to have all the kids and, you know, during the summer, take them to the lake and enjoy talking to our, you know, college children.
Yeah.
And get along and have a good time.
Right, Anne. And for you, coming into this situation, of course, you have high hopes of this being a, you know, cohesive, blended family and all the things you described. And I think, you know, the hard thing is with second marriages, though, you know, the two that are getting married are excited about all of this, it doesn't mean that everybody else is on board. And it's coming out of what was broken, right?
Right.
But it isn't necessarily the answer for everyone to heal that brokenness. And
right.
So I think, you know, you have to adjust expectations. And certainly, you know, this daughter is very angry. And I'm thinking you guys got married when she was 14. And, you know, that's can be a really, you know, 13, 14 can be a really rocky time for girls. And that feeling perhaps of her losing her dad to you, as well as having, you know, she's got loyalties to her mother.
Right.
So,
right.
And I don't, you know, while you describe your husband is wonderful, and that's great. I'm wondering what's lacking between the two of them and what he's done to move towards her.
And, you know, the question I have, and I have to tell you that some of my doing this was motivated by Mylon. But my question would be, has he assured her that his relationship with her is something very special that will not change, that he's been with her longer than he's been with you? There's a deeper, richer connection from time. And I just, you know, I think when you assure a young woman at age 14 and now 19 that she's still special, I think that's kind of the message there.
Actually, he has done that several times, because he is just so loving and just lets her know that even, you know, stepmom, I don't try to be, you know, in her, you know, well, she doesn't speak with me, but I don't try to be in her face, or I just lay low because she already has a mom. And I assure my husband, too, if you want to have just daughter, dad time.
Yeah, good.
I completely understand that.
So, Anne, let me just ask a couple of questions here. Your daughter and your stepdaughter blames you for marrying her dad. That's what you said. Were you involved in him separating and divorcing his wife, her mother?
Oh, no, not at all.
I see.
Actually, I was a single mom for 14
years, so no. Okay, good. But what I'm hearing from you, Anne, this is Mylon's impression sitting several thousand miles away from you. What I'm getting from you is, we're wonderful. What's wrong with you, girl?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm feeling from you. There's nothing wrong with us.
And kind of like, and you're messing up the dream.
And what's wrong with you? Now, the other thing is, if you got married and she was 14, the divorce took years before that to build up to a divorce. They just don't happen in a second. So this girl's life was disrupted in her very formative teen years, and she's angry. And you said, what can I do? I would say, instead of dealing with the internet and cutting off her phone and all that stuff, I would have one question to you. You're an angry girl. I don't know why. I want to know, and I want to do anything I can, or anything we can, to help repair the anger. Tell us what you're angry about.
Okay.
Because the Bible says, fathers, don't exasperate your children.
Yeah, right.
So perhaps we have done that inadvertently or on purpose, or there was oversight. I would really humbly say you're angry. We accept that you're angry. Let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
We have not tried that.
And I think just to kind of reiterate that the issue of the internet, although important compared to this, is really nothing. You know, and I would really deal with how do you get that back.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and in the studio there, Milan Jurkovich, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We usually connect by Skype when I'm out of the studio, but they won't even talk to me at the break, so I'm kind of dealing with that.
Oops.
But there's the distinctive laugh of Larry
Sonnenberg, president of New Life Ministries.
What in the world's going on? How you doing? You know, we issued a challenge yesterday.
Yes.
We wanted to raise some scholarship money so people could go to what we discovered through our survey so far. 85% of the people, their life is better after they go. How did we do on raising scholarship?
Well, we're off to a start. Let's put it that way. We raised
that
yesterday.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Well, you know, it's good, but you want to get it all at once, so yeah. I just have to hold back, I
off
guess.
Off to a good start.
On my expectations, yeah. We raised our donors gave $6,985 towards our $20,000 challenge. So we're off to a good start.
Okay.
The thing about that just kind of didn't feel good to me was that was from 30 people. And it's good in one sense. Those that gave a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you think of all the people that hear this radio program, to know that 30 was all that came forward, it's a little disappointing in that light.
Well, right, because we've documented at least 150 listeners.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I just want to encourage folks to give. You know, this year we have given over $86,000 in scholarships. And
that's a lot of people
great.
Who
yeah,
have been helped.
That, and we always say we don't want money to be the reason that somebody doesn't come to our workshop. And we really mean that.
What reason do we want it to be that they don't come? I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, no, that's right. We don't want that at all.
So,
we don't want that to be the reason.
You know, it doesn't matter what size gift. I mean, it's your heart. It's letting God bless what you give. He gets the honor and glory for everything that goes on to these workshops. And
if you get what we're doing and you love what you hear about or what you have experienced. I'm thinking of all those people who have come. And if you have experienced one of those 85% of life is better people, maybe you could give a little bit to help somebody else have that same experience.
So we're looking for $13,000. Now, how does that break down? And we want some people to give $1,000.
Yeah, we broke it down to $20, $50, $100, $500, and here we go. We need 150 gifts of 20, 60 gifts of 50, 20 gifts of 100, 12 gifts of 500, and 6 gifts of 1,000. Yesterday we had 4 gifts of 1,000. That's what made it a special day yesterday. Great. Yeah,
that's super.
So
all right,
thank you everybody who gave.
Yeah. You know, Larry, I was doing a show with James Robison last night, and it'll be on our website when it's going to air. But he was just so, so supportive of all that we do here, especially Every Man's Battle. And it was just so great to go and be on a program where somebody understood what we try to do here and working with folks. So I want everybody to be encouraged that there are people that have noticed what your support has done over the years. So God bless you all. Thank you all. Thank you, Larry, for that update.
Steve, you mentioned Every Man's Battle. I want to give that a real quick plug because it's coming up this Friday in Nashville. And we don't go to Nashville often, and where our attendance is a little lighter than we had hoped at this point. So we got a couple days to fill a few spots. And if you've ever thought about going, this is your chance. You're down there in the Nashville area.
Right. Okay. Now, if you're gnashing your teeth in Nashville over somebody in the family is struggling in this area, let us help you. Please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Harry on line 2 from Greenville, Pennsylvania. Hello, Harry.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. What's going on?
Well, I have a question. I have been to Every Man's Battle.
Yes.
And I know the situation that we men face. The problem that I have is when I get on the internet and I start looking up items like recipes or the Weather Channel, I get these ads that are very explicit, sexually oriented, and I need to knock those off. Yeah. I have no idea how to take them off the air.
What kind of phone do you have?
Well, actually, it's... you mean the phone? This is the internet I'm talking about.
Okay, what kind of computer do you have?
I have an IBM-generated computer.
Okay, well, I think you just... if you had a... Apple, I'd say go down to the Genius Bar and ask them to tell you how to do it. But I think you just have to call their customer service and ask them, what can I do to restrict images coming up on the computer? As if, you know, there are software packages, there are things that they can suggest that work best on their particular computer, your model. So that's what I would do. What do you guys think? Anybody have any insight into that?
Well, you're going to have to ask somebody for help, and I am I'm not a computer guru, so
I'm not either. But I know there's firewalls, or you can block pop-ups and all of that.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to have to figure out how to do that. But you know what, Harry, I got to say, I appreciate that it's enough of a concern that you want to resist.
Right.
And we start off the show by saying the world is evil. And the Bible says, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God's will is executed perfectly in heaven. It is not executed perfectly on earth. But we have to resist. And I appreciate you wanting to try to resist and protect your eyes. And so congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for...
A lot of people don't resist. A lot of guys wouldn't make that call and say, how do I get rid of this? And they just enjoy the pop-ups, and they sort of say, well, I can't help it. But Harry's not doing that.
No. All right, Harry, we're just going to show our appreciation. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, and it is a wonderful tool for study and made just for men. It's kind of, the graphics are kind of like USA Today, and boy, I'll tell you, I hope you like it. But thanks for calling us, and stay the course.
Well, you know, you can even check out parental controls, because sometimes parental controls are good for us adults as well.
Right.
So,
Okay, let's go to Robert, Springfield, Virginia, WAVA. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just had a question for you guys. I've been in a marriage for about 8 years.
Okay.
And my wife and I, we're going through some pretty hard times right now. It's basically to the point where she says she doesn't want to continue the marriage.
What would her big complaint be?
Well, we started out getting married very young. We were 20 when we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 8 years now, so I'm 28 and she's 29. And through the years, we also have 3 kids together as well, too. 6, 5, and 3.
Okay.
And we were in college at the time, so, you know, there was a lot of temptation. There was a lot of other factors going on. My family didn't really agree with us getting married so young. As a matter of fact, I was given an ultimatum, you know, either choose to be a family man or be a student.
Yeah, but what would her complaint be now? I mean, a lot of people get married for different reasons, but you either work through it or you don't.
Right, because you did get married. You've gotten past that.
Right.
Yes, yes. Well, initially she felt that I wasn't there enough for the kids. I was still in school at the time, so I was really working hard to build in a foundation for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't as much of a paternal figure in the beginning.
Okay, I'm talking about now, though. I'm talking about what's the complaint
now? I'm sorry. Well, about a year ago, there was a whole situation of infidelity on both ends. It had gotten to the point where I think a lot of distress of parenthood, as well as a lot of financial things that we were going through, started to really cause a lot of stress between both of us and really strain the relationship.
Hmm.
And so both of us at one point had spoken to another person, and once we discovered that was going on, out of my own guilt, I told her what was going on, and she didn't take it very lightly and, you know, did the same in return. After that, we went to counseling for a few months, but due to me losing my job, we weren't able to continue it without health benefits.
Okay. So my suggestion, situation like that, you need to use one of those scholarships that we raised and get to the Marriage Solution Weekend on October the 11th. And try to pull this thing back together. If you don't do something really severe or very, very intense, then you can just kind of drift along and it just continues to go the direction that it's going. But when we come back from the break, we'll let Jill and Mylon help you here. And, you know, maybe you can't go to that, but I do know we raised some money yesterday for people just like you, because this marriage weekend, I mean, it saves people's lives. So hold on, and we'll give you some additional help right after this. You are listening to New Life Live. Glad you're with us today here on New Life.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
2 years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
Call Gill Travel at 1-800-223-3855. You can also get that off of our website. Ask for Donna.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're back and talking with Robert. Marriage is in big trouble. And Mylon, Jill, what are you guys thinking when you hear about the trouble he's going through and what's caused it and what's maintained it?
Well, I would say that something that's very glaring to me is they need to increase their commitment and their faith to the Lord. Because unless your faith and your commitment to the Lord is stronger, life is going to just tear you up.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is I don't care what stress I'm under. I don't care what pressure I'm under. I don't care how disconnected I feel with my wife. God says I have no right to ever commit adultery. I have no right to ever exercise the relief of my stress outside of marriage.
Even if you didn't get married for the right reasons and all of that stuff.
It doesn't
matter. Regardless of what your spouse does.
Regardless of what my spouse does, regardless of what I feel, I never have license to violate God's word. Excuse me. So when I say we have to become more devoted to the Lord because, A, it will keep us from going in the wrong direction, and then my devotion to the Lord will help me learn the right things to do in the right directions with what God's desire is for a relationship. But for this young couple, you can just tell they have no guidance and direction from God.
And Robert, you guys got married under stressful situations. You defied the odds and have stayed together this long. But you have three kids now that you are responsible for.
That's right.
And to, you know, for you guys to continue acting out and to continue down a path of immaturity is not okay for those kids. And so both of you, that's right, Mylon and Steve, that you guys have to come together and look at those vows that you made to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They mean something.
Yep.
So.
How you feel about that?
You know, I definitely agree. I mean, Once I discovered the path that we were taking, I had to take a good while to sit back and think about my commitment to the Lord. I've definitely gone off the path, and I believe that's what was telling me to talk to my wife about the fact that these things were going on.
Yeah. Well,
and Robert, since you're the one that's calling us, I think that it's important for you to kind of step up, be the man. Tell her how much you care about her and how you have let her down and the things that you would like to do with her to get things back on the right path. But she needs to feel some strength from you and some security and that, you know, you also are willing to admit what you've done wrong and aren't just pointing the finger at her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are important things.
Hey, Mylon, here's a couple that's estranged, and I think you and Kay are the master connectors. I think that you know really how that works, the impact and how to do it. How do you get to that point where you're really connecting and you're having the comfort circle type thing? How do you go from alienation to that place? What would be one strategy he might want to try to get there?
Well, I think confession of where I've been with God and why I want to make a difference and what my commitments are committed to the Lord, that no matter what happens, this will be my direction, this will be my future, I will stay committed to Him, and I will not do these things. There is security in realizing that I will adhere, let's just take the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And I will stick to that, and I promise to do that. And I'm going to show you by my behaviors that I am committing myself to Christian life and growth.
Yeah.
Number two, I want to know how all the places of pain in our history together as a husband and wife, what are the areas of pain? What have you felt? And you go around the comfort circle, which we describe in our book, How We Love, and we really listen to people. It is very hard to listen. Most people react. Mm-hmm. Most people fight. Most people argue.
Defend.
Most people defend. It is very difficult, but God calls us to listen. So my simple answer would be for people to learn to listen to each other much better, like it says in James 1:19. Be
okay.
Quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
Well, I want you to hang on there because I want to see if there's some way that we could possibly get you to our weekend. And, man,
well,
I don't...
Well, hey, Virginia to Ohio is not that far, relatively speaking.
No. So whether you have relatives there or not, you can get there, and maybe we can get a scholarship for you if anybody wants to do that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. I'm going to send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. And it has helped a lot of people already. So let's go to Becky from Asheville, North Carolina. No, wait, Becky, I've got to hold you over for the next program. So hang on there. We're going to do another program after this. Everybody else, you hang on. And if you want to join us in the second program, you can do that by calling 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. A few things to remind you about. Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend, Columbus, Ohio. In honor of the person that discovered our country, we want you to come and discover a new way of living, new choices to make, and a marriage solution. So many people walk out of there with things to do that make marriage better. It's not theoretical. And you do the work there, too. We get you started. It could change everything. Today is the last day to get the early bird discount. And, you know, if you don't do it now, you'll be getting the late bird add-on eventually. So make the call now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. We have drug and alcohol facilities on both sides of the country that can help you if you have a drug or an alcohol problem. So many people addicted to prescription drugs. Please get it taken care of. We mentioned earlier, Every Man's Battle Workshop is this Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. And what a great thing. If you have a problem, you could go get it taken care of, and you wouldn't be dreading getting it taken care of for a month. It's this weekend. If you or someone you love is struggling, Monday could be the beginning of everything being different after they come home from that weekend. If you live with someone, or you used to, or you're married to someone who has a sexual integrity problem, we've designed with Dr. Sherry Denham the Women in the Battle Workshop. It's coming up November 1, 2, and 3 in Orange County. And you register now and take advantage of that early bird discount. Now, if you have a gift of any amount, I'll send you 7-Minute Marriage Solution. But another thing you could do is help us with that scholarship fund. And another thing that you could do would be to join Club New Life. If you do, I'll send you a Bible. Every month I'll do a CD for you. We have resources every other month that we send to you at our cost. You get discounts. And this year the price is lowered to $25 a month in honor of the 25th anniversary of New Life. We would love to see you there. So please consider, pray, and I hope that you will you'll do whatever it takes to become part of this ministry. I've said it before, I'll throw it out there again. If you're not going to give, tell us what it would take for you to give, and let's see if we could do it. If it means roofing your home before you could give, if it means washing your cars, let us see if we could do it. If you need to have us at a party, you know, we want you to be part of the giving family. If Jill could come over and take care of, you know, the cooking, she's a great cook. Man, I don't know what it could be. Mylon could play guitar or teach the children martial arts. Let us know. If you're not going to give, What would it take? Maybe we can do it for you. Anyway, we love you. We care about you. 1-800-229-3000.
We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.